Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, and we welcome you to Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. We're live on the air, online, and on Facebook. And today, we continue our study through the Simple Gospel, Simply Grace study guide. We'll be picking up on page 65 at the bottom of the page, the heading, I've Crossed the Line. And because this is a study edition of Basic Gospel, the phone lines are not open today. Again, it's our Friday study edition, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. We're talking about letting go of our past, letting go of those past sins that haunt us today. So many people have a hard time doing that. They struggle with it. They hold on to their past so tightly that it's very hard for them to live and enjoy their present and even look forward to the future with a sense of hope. So we have to come to a point and really let go. And many folks describe the problem this way. I know God has forgiven all of my sins, but I'm having a hard time forgiving myself. And as we talked about last week, there's no place in the Word of God, especially in the New Testament, that talks about forgiving yourself. You simply receive the forgiveness of God. Mm-hmm. And once you rest in the forgiveness of God, you learn to let go of those past sins. You start to see yourself not through those sins, but through the goodness of God, the grace of God, all that He has done for you through Christ's death, burial, and resurrection. So that is the key. That is the solution. But many people still struggle with that. So last week we talked about the fact that there's a lot of folks out there that think they're basically good. Mm-hmm. And so they're a little miffed that why you know, their past happened in the way it did. And so they keep trying with human effort and with all the pride that they can muster to show the world who they really are. And they keep falling down and that sort of thing. But they get up and they double down on their efforts. And so they miss out on the grace of God. They miss out on the forgiveness that they have in Christ. This next area, and this is where we're going to start today, and it's on page 65 in the study guide. It's what I call I've crossed the line belief. Okay, so there's many people out there that think they are beyond the forgiveness of God. I remember we had a gentleman by the name of John that was listening to the Basic Gospel program one day, and he called in, and something he heard prompted him to call, and the shame and guilt in his voice, we could hear it that yeah. day. I mean, he was really low. I mean, lower than a snake's belly. I mean, he was low. And so I don't know why I did this, but I said, John, do you believe that you've crossed the line and that you're beyond the forgiveness of God? And he said so quickly, yes, that's exactly how I feel. Well, that's a horrible place to be, isn't it?
Truly.
It is a terrible place to be if you feel like you're beyond the reach of God's forgiveness and grace, then you're without hope. There is absolutely no hope. And what you're believing is that your sin is bigger than the grace of God, that you have done something so heinous, so out there, that it is just more powerful, bigger, and takes up a bigger space than God's grace does. Well, is that true? And the answer is absolutely not. Where sin increases, grace increases all the more. We live in an ever-expanding universe. Science is discovering that, and they never dreamed that to be possible. But it is growing. So the forces within this universe are just continually pushing the boundaries of the universe further and further out. Well, no matter how big our sins are doing that, just pushing the boundaries further and further out, it's still contained within the grace of God.
Yes.
You know, our universe is never going to get bigger than God. Our sins are never going to get bigger than the grace of God. So that's what we have to learn. So we're going to dive in and talk about Paul today. And talking about Paul, I hope he's not offended.
I do too.
But we're going to talk about him. And we're going to talk about him warts and all. And hopefully in doing so, you will be able to identify with him. And you will be able to see that God's grace really is bigger than all your sins. And we hope that in seeing that you will gain some new hope in your life and your relationship with Christ, that you'll be able to find some rest and peace and truly experience joy, that you can say goodbye to those old friends of guilt and fear and shame and welcome some new ones called love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, forgiveness, grace, mercy. Those are much better friends. I guarantee it.
That's
so,
a lot.
So let's take a look at the Apostle Paul, and he tells a story on several occasions in the New Testament. We see him telling it several times in the book of Acts, but he writes about his story, a little bit of it in almost every letter. And in the book of 1 Timothy, he really kind of shows the bad side of it, what he was really like before he knew Christ. Now, before he knew Christ, he thought he was something special.
Yes.
And when he came to know Christ, he started seeing that in a completely different light. So we're going to start today in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 15. And here is what Paul wrote to Timothy. Here is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the worst. So what did Paul say about himself in this particular passage?
He was a bad guy.
He was a bad guy. He was the worst. So of all sinners that are out there, and that was all of us, and that's all of us, Paul is saying he takes the top spot. Mm-hmm. You know, there's no one worse than he was. That's what he is saying to Timothy. And we're going to look at the list of sins, and I think we'll probably conclude that he's right, that he is absolutely right. So as far as Paul was concerned, when the truth of the grace of God hit his heart, he started seeing himself for who he really was before he knew Christ. He saw the truth. No longer could he say that as far as legalistic righteousness, he was without flaw. He learned that he was the chief of sinners. So that's a good thing to know, that Paul was a sinner and that God's grace reached him. So if that's true for him, then maybe it can be true for us. So that's why Paul is basically writing this. So in verse 13, Richard, do you want to read that?
Sure. Even though I was once a blasphemer and a persecutor and a violent man, I was shown mercy because I acted in ignorance and unbelief.
So what were the sins that Paul was guilty of in his life?
Blasphemy, persecution, violence, ignorance, and unbelief. It's just the list goes on,
yeah,
you know.
That's exactly right. So let's talk about that he says, I once was a blasphemer. So what does that exactly mean? And how bad is that?
It is really claiming the prerogatives of God when you know that you're not. It's exactly what they accused Jesus of. He says, I and the Father are one. Well, that's a statement of taking the prerogative of God. And they picked up stones to stone him. And he said, for what are you stoning me? Some sin? He said, no, none of these miracles. It's claiming to be God. So that's what a blasphemer is. And Paul described himself as someone who claimed to be God.
Pretty bad.
Pretty bad.
Pretty bad indeed. And we know that the blasphemy against the Holy Spirit is the unforgivable mm-hmm. sin. So Paul was borderline on that.
Sure.
Saying something about God that wasn't true. Mm-hmm. And in his persecution of the church, in his condoning of that, he was really saying something about God that wasn't true
yes.
at all.
He had put himself between God and the people he was persecuting and saying, I'm making this decision.
Yes, absolutely.
Bad thing.
Yeah, a bad thing indeed. He was a persecutor. Mm-hmm. So, and it wasn't just random people that he was persecuting. He was persecuting those who had named the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Who were following Jesus, who had put their faith in Jesus, who had been born again and taken out of darkness and placed into the kingdom of the Son whom God loves. So he was persecuting those folks. He was there watching the stoning of Stephen. He had papers to go to Damascus to drag Christians out of their homes and take them back to Jerusalem to put them on trial and then to persecute them as well. what he wanted more than anything in life before he met Jesus was to get rid of the sect called the Way.
Yes.
He thought this Johnny Come Lately was a threat and a danger to Judaism. And so he acted upon that. So he was a persecutor. And then he says he was a violent man. And I think that's self-explanatory. He was a violent man. So those were the sins that he committed. Now, did any of these sins move him beyond the reach of God's mercy according to that passage?
No.
Absolutely not. It goes on to say, I was shown mercy because I acted in ignorance and unbelief. So he was a blasphemer, a persecutor, a violent man, and yet the mercy of God reached him. There was no line that he crossed. Mm-hmm. So maybe you're thinking that you have crossed the line. Well, do your sins match up to what Paul did? And if they don't, and even if they do, they're not going to go beyond what Paul did. You can't get much worse than this. So even if they do match up with what Paul did, you can take comfort in the fact that God's mercy reached Paul. And so his mercy is going to reach you. Mm-hmm. Talk about good news. That is good. That is good news.
Excellent.
And I think it's good news for all of us because I know in my own life, I started believing that I had outsinned the grace of God. That every time I sinned, that God had left me, and that there was going to be a point in time where that was going to be permanent.
Yeah.
There was no way I could get him back. Now, I was acting ignorantly and just not knowing what the gospel was, but that's how I felt. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of people that feel like our friend Jim who called in to the radio broadcast that day. But when we compare our sins to what Paul did in his life before coming to know Christ, we can come to that conclusion that God's mercy and grace can reach us. So in verse 14, we're just going to work through this passage. What did Paul say about the grace of the Lord Jesus in that particular passage?
The grace of our Lord was poured out on me abundantly, along with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus.
Okay, so was there a boundary as far as the grace of God was concerned for Paul's life? Absolutely not.
No.
Absolutely not. I mean, sometimes we think, and as I was preparing for this today, it's like the grace of God is the ocean, but it comes in waves to a shoreline, but it'll only go so far. And so if you're up on shore on dry land, mm-hmm. you're going to miss it. You're going to miss the refreshment of the water. You're going to miss all that's there for you. And sometimes we think of it that way. But actually, God's grace pours over everything. There's no spot that God's grace doesn't get to. So God's grace was poured out on Paul abundantly, along with the faith and the love that are in Christ Jesus. So even in his lowly state of being a blasphemer, a persecutor, a violent man, the grace of God reached him, and it moved in his heart a belief in Jesus Christ, and salvation was his.
Yes, and notice the progression. He talks about the sins, and he talks about their cause, then he talks about the solution, and he talks about the result. So the ignorance and unbelief is met totally by the grace of God who has poured out on you without measure, and the only answer to things like blasphemy and persecution and violence are faith and love, and all of those things were given to him in Christ.
Yes, and that produced a change in him. So yes. This guy who was once a blasphemer became a proclaimer.
Yes.
I mean, he was the one that took the name of Jesus to the Gentile world. This violent man became a picture of kindness and gentleness in how he dealt with people. He no longer was persecuting. He was encouraging and building up.
Yes.
I mean, that's just how radical the transformation was in Paul. And the same is true for any and every person. You recognize your sinfulness. You receive the grace of God that is poured out in Christ. You're made new. And all of that past is put in the past.
Yeah.
You wake up, you rise up as a brand new creature in Christ, and your life takes on a completely different trajectory. Mm-hmm. And that's the good news of the gospel. So one last passage, then we'll take a quick break. So who did Christ come into the world to save? And we read that earlier.
Yeah, that sinners.
Sinners. Here is a trustworthy statement that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Now, a lot of times, like last week, we talked about the fact that there's a lot of folks walking on planet Earth with the idea that they're basically good. That's why they miss the grace of God. Mm-hmm. Jesus didn't come to save those that are basically good. He came to save sinners. That's why it's so imperative that we admit truth about us, that apart from Christ, we can do nothing. Apart from Christ, we're hopeless. Apart from Christ, all we are is sinners, dead spiritually. That's who we are. Well, once we come to that truth, then we're really ready to receive what God has for us in Christ. And you know, Jesus isn't afraid to hang out with us. He is reaching out to us.
Right.
You know, we think, oh my goodness, I have to be really good before Jesus is going to reach out to me. So we try to clean up our flesh. And no, he's saying, just lay all that ugliness out there. Just recognize who you are. I hang out with people like you. I like people like you. I want to reach people like you, and I want to deliver you from that bondage that you're in to sin and death. So don't be afraid to admit the truth, because truth will set you free.
Well, it's Basic Gospel, everybody, where you're hearing the good news and where we're hanging out with Jesus, and we hope that you are too. It's the Friday study series from the Simple Gospel, Simply Grace Study Guide, and we hope you have your copy. If you'd like to gain full assurance of your forgiveness, experience victory over sin, and, of course, see the power at work that raised Jesus from the dead, it's all there in Simple Gospel, Simply Grace. We're about midway of the study, and there's plenty of time remaining for you to get your own copy of the study guide if you don't yet have it. So you'll find the book and the study guide at SimpleGospelSimplyGrace.com. Again, that's a long title, but again, it's SimpleGospelSimplyGrace.com.
Well, thanks, Bob. And Paul told his story to Timothy and to all those who would read the book of Timothy throughout history as an encouragement. He wanted people to realize that the grace of God is bigger than their sins. And he put himself forth as an example of the unbelievable patience that God has for us and the fact that he will reach us. And so I hope that story about Paul has encouraged you. I know it encouraged our friend Jim when he called in. When he heard all the things that Paul had done, you could just sense the change in his voice and how he started to talk with us. It just put his mind at ease and his heart at rest. And he was ready to receive what God had for him. So if that's you, if you think you have crossed that line, let this story about Paul be an encouragement to you.
Let me add one verse that isn't in the study. Paul describes all of this stuff, and as a result of what Jesus did for him, he said, "Now to the King, eternal, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen." If you want that to be your experience, hand God the garbage.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And all that garbage is absorbed in Jesus.
Yeah.
It's sent away. He's removed all those sins from you. He sent them away once and for all, and he chooses to remember them no more. That's
absolutely
the truth that, as we said last week, that really puts the oil on the hands to be able to let go, to let mm-hmm. that past just slide away from your grip. And that's what we need. And it's not in mental gymnastics of trying to forgive yourself. It's in simply resting in the forgiveness that you have in Christ. So here's what Paul had to say in Romans 5, 20 and 21. He said, "The law was brought in so that the trespass might increase. But where sin increased, grace increased all the more, so that just as sin reigned in death, so also grace might reign through righteousness to bring eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." So what happens when sin increases? What happened when sin increased according to this passage?
Grace increased all the more.
Grace increased all the more. Now, you know, the law was added because of transgressions.
Yes.
And it was really there to kind of help identify, to show us what sin really was. Mm-hmm. Now, it doesn't bring about sin. It's not sin. It just shows us what sin really is.
Yeah.
So sin was in the world before the law was given. Mm-hmm. There was a flood that came because of the evil that was in the hearts of the people. There was destruction on Sodom and Gomorrah because of the sinfulness of their lifestyle. So we know sin was in the world. Grace just the law simply shows us what it is.
Yeah.
So if you're in a brand new Porsche and you have 600 horsepower under the hood and you get in that car, it's hard to go 55 and maintain speed limits.
Yeah. Oh.
Well, what if you didn't know there was a speed limit? You're just out on open roads and you're just flying through, going 150, 180, 210, whatever it might be, and you're just having a ball.
Yeah.
And you go for miles and miles and miles and miles, and you come across a sign that says speed limit, 55 miles per hour.
Screech.
Screech. That's exactly right. Well, now you look at your speedometer and you look at the sign and you realize that you're transgressing.
There's a disconnect.
That's right. But you were transgressing all along.
Uh-huh.
Sin was in you all along. You couldn't control those 600 horsepower under the hood. You had to let it go. But that sign defined it. Now, once that sign defined it, now, what you saw in your life at that point is, hey, I want to go faster all the more. It just enhanced that desire.
Absolutely.
To speed. And that's what it does. Now, as that does, then we know our need for grace exceeds. That grows. We see just why Christ had to come. We see just why Christ had to die in our place. We see just why Christ had to be made alive. We see our need for Christ. So as sin increases, grace increases all the more. So again, it's telling us that there's no line that we can cross.
Yeah.
There's absolutely no line that we can cross that God's grace can't reach us. You are wherever you are, whatever's going on in your life, God's grace is big enough to reach you. Are you willing to receive it? Now, he goes on and we ask this question, and I think this is an important point. Was your sin, now we think about Paul and all that he did, think about your life, were all of those things that you have done able to keep Christ in the grave?
No.
No. So what does that tell you? That the gospel of grace, is bigger, more powerful than your sins. Do you believe it to be true? Do you believe it to be true? And then when you receive it, here is the best news of all. Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. So God isn't condemning you. Christ isn't condemning you. If you're condemning yourself, are you willing today to let go and rest in the forgiveness that you have in Christ?
Wow, that's good news. That is really good news. And folks, we're glad you joined us for the study edition of Basic Gospel. Again, you can find the Simple Gospel Simply Grace study guide and book when you visit simplegospelsimplygrace.com. Keep in mind that your questions are one of the primary fuels for this Basic Gospel radio program. And we know that many of you are not able to call while we're actually on the air live. Your questions are very important to you. Your questions are very important to us. So let us hear from you, friends. A couple of good ways. Overnight or over the weekend, you can record your question in a voicemail message by dialing the usual call-in number. That's 844-322-2742. And it's available, as I said, around the clock, day in and day out. 844-322-2742. Or you can send us an email at bob@basicgospel.net. If you record your question or send an email overnight or over the weekend, you just might hear it answered on Monday or Tuesday on Basic Gospel. But be sure to include your name and address when you write or when you record your particular question. Again, that number, 844-322-2742. Well, that does it for this edition of Basic Gospel, everybody. Now for Bob Christopher, for Richard Piper and the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis, inviting you to join us again on Monday for another live edition of Basic Gospel. Have a great weekend. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.